Hey, it's Bridget
and Liz, and you're listening to
Dude, Guess What? Yo, yo.
Hi.
What is it, Lou? What, who are we?
It's the Dude, Guess What podcast. Hi, it's the Dude, Guess What podcast.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. My name's Robbie Boyne Smith.
So cute.
I know.
That was funny. Liz, tell us about your week.
Dude.
You guys did some fun stuff yesterday.
Yeah, I'm trying to think about, but it's like hard. It's like one whole day of funness. It's like, what did I do the rest of the week? Please hold. Let me consult my calendar. What did I do last week? All right, what was last week? Let's see here. Nothing. And then, oh, Robbie last week decided he might not be into naps anymore. I probably say this every month or so, but literally he took one nap last week.
Oh yeah. I think I talked to you about this.
Yeah, he took one nap and he's currently taking a nap right now. Because I mean, he woke up at 6 a.m. this morning ready to go. Yeah, Robbie doesn't do that. He usually wakes up between like 6:45 and 7. Honestly, that 45 minutes makes such a big difference in like his attitude, behavior for the rest of the day. But yeah, he woke up at 6 a.m. So we brought him into our bed to see if he would like go back to sleep because, you know, Ryan and I were both still so tired. And he, my favorite thing that he does right now, and I want to remember this, is instead of asking what time it is, he goes, "Mom, what's the timer? What's the timer, Mom?"
That's so
So
cute.
I'll tell him, you know, it's 6:40, it's 6:12 or whatever. And then I'll ask him what the timer is and he'll say, "It's 45 more minutes." That's what he tells
I
me.
love that kids like have no concept of time. Like when Austin's like getting it now, but like one of my favorite things was he used to be like last year, but it was like yesterday. I'd be like, no.
Sure.
Sure, whatever.
Like, yeah, the whole day did feel like a whole year. You're correct. Yeah. We've lived a whole lifetime. But he's just so funny. He always says, "What's the timer, Mom?" Yeah. Anyway, so he came into bed with us early this morning and it didn't work out. But then he's kind of been like cranky because he's tired. And at like 8 a.m., he goes, "Mom, I'm still tired." And I said, "Well, you could have kept sleeping, but you were awake. So we came and got you." The other thing is Robbie did this last year and it's driving me crazy. So if he finds any little bump on his skin, he picks it till it's a sore. He did this last year, right before Disneyland. He found something on his cheek and he picked it. And so in all of our Disneyland photos, he has this big red sore on the side of his face. And he's done that with something on his forehead right now. So on the top of his forehead, he has this little sore that he just picks and picks. And then he has one on the top of his lip that he's been picking. And the lip one is getting a little bit better, but the one up here, it's not getting any better.
Yeah.
It's been probably about a month. Anyway, so I will see him on the camera, like on the monitor camera, picking his forehead. And I'll
like,
say,
"Robbie."
Yeah, I say, "Don't pick that." And he'll be like looking like, how does she know? You know, whatever. But he's so funny. But anyway, so yesterday I wanted to do something fall-ish. So we went down to, I think it's Santaquin. I don't exactly know where it is, but I think it's Santaquin area-ish, and it's called Rowley's Big Red Barn, and they sell treats and things like that, and like apple cider donuts. So we got some apple cider donuts, but there's also a place that they can take you on a little ride to. It's like their big farm area, and then there's like a play area for kids. Like it has a slide and a corn pit and a bounce thing and all sorts of things they can do, and a little farm they can see animals. So we did that. We're there for about 2 hours. It was fun. It was and it was such a nice day yesterday. Like I feel like last September and October, when you're getting into like the fall activities, it was so hot. Like it just was just like blistering hot all the time. So it didn't really feel like fall, which I'm sure you feel like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a fun day. I was like dead tired. We've been watching The Office. Did I tell you that?
No. I mean,
Yes.
that's like That used to be like background noise for us, but it's not anymore. But I love The Office.
Yeah, so we've been watching like two episodes a night, and last night I think we were going to watch a third episode or something. And Ryan was like, I was getting sleepy, and Ryan could tell that I was getting sleepy, and he was like, do you want to watch another episode? And I was like, yeah, I can make it through another episode. Plot twist, she did not make it through another episode. So
Dude, that's funny. That's what I get so sleepy during shows too. And
yeah.
like Anthony will be like, what just happened? And he'll like look over and I'm like, and he's like, okay, I'm turning it off now. So at
Guilty,
least
yep.
Ryan's like sweet about it.
I know. But I mean, this morning he was like, so then I've also been trying to like listen to the conference talks too, because obviously, like, when conference actually happens, I can't listen to them. And
It's hard with kids.
yeah, like, I mean, it's on, but I'm not like digesting anything. So then once they're finally in the app, I usually like will listen. And so I was like, oh, I still have to listen to my conference talk for the night. So I had it on and I had it up to my ear to so because I was like, usually I will try to read it as well, but last night I could feel that I was so tired. So I held it up to my ear just so I could listen to it. And Ryan was like, you fell asleep with your phone on top of your face last night. I was like, I don't even remember that. And he's like, I had to put your phone away for you. And I was like, oh, okay.
Oh my
Like,
gosh, dude.
I was out last night, dude.
That sounds awesome, though.
But I did wake up so early yesterday. I think I mentioned that I stopped taking Unisom to go to bed. I mentioned that on the podcast, right?
Yeah.
So,
Maybe. Yeah, you did. You did last time, yeah.
okay. So I've stopped taking Unisom because I just heard it can like you can get addictive, and oops, I might have been a little bit addicted to them. But so my body is learning how to sleep on its own again. Like I'm sleep training myself, you know. But I will, without the Unisom, I wake up a couple times a night and then I wake up at like 5 a.m. ready to go. Like that's my body's natural circadian. Unfortunately, I am a morning person.
Dude, they need to make like a taking care of babies for adults. They're
I
like,
know. I know. So I've been waking, I'll wake up anywhere between like 4 and 5 a.m. And I think yesterday I woke up at like 4:45.
my God.
So you know, when 9 o'clock hits, I am tired. Like I've been up for a very long time at that point. So, all
Yeah.
my friends always give me crap about being the person that goes to bed early, but I'm like, yeah, well, I also wake up like 4 hours before you.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah. Dang, dude.
anyway, so yeah, I'm gonna. I although when we watch, so if we watch movies or a show in our room because we have a TV in our room. That's usually when I fall asleep. But if we watch a show in the living room downstairs, I have like a little like paint by stickers thing or something that I will
Oh,
do.
yeah, that you
Yeah.
do.
And then I'll do that so that way I stay awake.
Dang, that's fun. Yeah, we're actually rewatch. Well, so we rewatched Wednesday.
Okay.
Have you seen the first season?
I've seen both seasons.
Oh, you did? You saw the second one too?
Yeah.
We just watched the first episode of the second season last night with mom. And so I'm excited to like see what happens. I even told Anthony, I was like, this is perfect because it's like spooky and it's
Yeah, it's like
spooky season.
seasonal. Well,
Mom
here's the
hasn't seen
thing.
it yet though, huh?
Either seasons?
No, mom, I actually watched season one last year with mom, like when she came out one of the times. And then obviously like season two. So
Well, I remember season one came out when I was on maternity leave with Robbie. So that's like almost 3 years ago.
yeah, I didn't watch it when it first came out.
Yeah. Me
Actually, I
too.
don't know when I watched the first one. I feel like it was last year, but it could have been the
It could
year
have
before.
been. Yeah.
I don't
Anyway.
know. But no, I mean, my weeks have been kind of like all over. My son turned 8. He had a birthday party with all of his friends. Like, we rented like a big gaming truck. Dude, I was
Persia
thinking.
always does the best birthdays. I didn't even know renting a gaming truck was like a thing.
Yeah, well, he went to a birthday party a couple months ago, and this kid had a gaming truck, and Austin was like, oh my gosh, I want to do that. And I feel like kids his age are into like playing video, like Minecraft and stuff. And I was like, that's great. Like, It was only like $300, so it wasn't like crazy
I
expensive.
mean, that's probably like what we paid for to rent Kangaroo Zoo thing for
Yeah.
Robbie's.
And him and his friends just like played in it for, you have the thing for 2 hours
Oh, that's good.
and they just play in it the entire time. And so
Did
it
you have
was
to be
fun.
in there with them?
I did, because it's like a dude that's like over it.
Oh.
And I'm like, I don't,
Can't trust dudes.
that makes me weird. So I
Yeah.
just like hung out in there. But I actually was telling one of my friends, her son is friends with my son. And I was like, man, I was like, I bet you this guy like makes a ton of money from this because
You think he does for
I
real?
don't know, all he has to buy, you have like a truck, but then like essentially like you're buying PS5s and you're buying like the consoles, and then you're just doing that the
I mean,
entire,
how much is one console
I don't
thing?
know, $300, $400.
Okay, so if he does it a couple times a month, he'll get has it paid for.
Yeah. And it's like a bit, I don't know. Anyway, so we did that. He loved it. He got to invite some of his friends from his old school and just people that he hangs out with now. But it was fun for him. Let's see. I'm trying to think of like anything else. Not really anything crazy. I mean,
Wait, can I tell you, say one more thing? I did go yesterday morning to it's called Produ. It's a blow dry bar here. They have them throughout the Salt Lake Valley. Anyway, they did actually a really good job on my hair, but then when we went to the Red Barn thing, it was so windy. My hair just got like in a giant mess. So I was like, well, that was kind of a waste of money.
aw.
So, oh well. I was just thinking about it because my hair looks nasty right now. But anyway, yeah, that was I think it'd be fun to do. Do they have anything like that in Oklahoma?
I don't know. You asked me this the other day. You were like, do they have a dry bar
Oh.
on? And I was like, I don't know.
I'll have
Probably.
to look it up because that'd be kind of fun to do.
I know one of my friends though too, she was like asking me, she's like, what foundation do you use? And I was like, I am like the wrong person to ask because I am like very low maintenance with
Yeah, what foundation do you use?
like drugstore.
I know, but like Maybelline or
Maybelline.
what?
Yeah, like Maybelline.
And is it actual foundation or is it tinted moisturizer?
No, it's actual foundation.
Oh, cool. Okay.
But I didn't even know that they had tinted moisturizer. I would much
That's all
rather
I
use
use.
that. I would much rather use that.
Yeah, that's all I use is a tinted moisturizer.
But sometimes the only thing that I'll use is like I have self tanner and I'll just put self tanner on and then it's like I'm done. And then I told her, I was like, the only thing that I really want to get done that's not, I want to get my eyebrows microbladed.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of which too, speaking of microblading. So I'm going out. I'm interrupting Bridget's stories, but I'm going out to Oklahoma next week to see Bridget and her family. And I was like, oh, I need to get my eyebrows threaded because they are so nasty. I haven't done them in a while. So I went there and I was like, I want my eyebrows done. I was like, probably my upper lip too, because I also get a mustache because I've got my PCOS, so I grow hair everywhere. Anyway, so I'm like doing the eyebrows and she's doing my upper lip and the lady was like, do you want to get your chin done too? And I was like, I guess. Like, so now I've got hairs on my chinny chin chin that I also need to manage. It's like chin to like neck. But I feel like everybody has like it was like peach fuzz. It wasn't like actual like coarse hair or anything like that. But anyway, so I got my upper lip and my chin and like my like neck-ish area done and it is so smooth. So recommend that the next time you're in the need for or is it called? I can't think threading for your eyebrows and stuff.
That's funny. Anyway, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I couldn't tell because you were just like looking at me funny.
Yeah.
Dude, I have never gotten my stuff all like threaded. I need to. But also that's like a humble thing when like somebody's like, do you want to do your chin hairs? And you're like,
Like, did I need it?
Yeah, it's like, dude, when, okay, this is, okay, so we're gonna be talking about plastic surgery today, right? And it's funny that like you bring this up because when I first had my consultation with this lady, oops, sorry. When I first had my
Bridget's having technical difficulties, please hold.
Dude, don't make me laugh. When I first had my consultation with this lady, she was like, you know, you're butt naked and they're like looking at all of your body. And there she was like, does this stuff like bother you back here? It was like my love handles.
Yeah, she's like, you know, this really fat part that you've probably like thought about for a long time.
And I was like, no, like, but also I'm like, should I be whatever? Because she was like, we can do lipo back here and blah, 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 blah. And so it's just like a humble thing. I'm like, man, I didn't
I get
realize
it.
that like it was a, you know,
Yeah. I
don't know.
get
It's
it. I
just
get
kind of
it.
funny, dude. Like just seeing what other people see or whatever.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, the biggest thing that like happened to me this last week was getting a tummy tuck done with a diastasis recti
Repair.
repair.
Yeah. So, Bridget, let's get into it. Tell us all about your tummy tuck.
I know. Okay, guys. So I have been wanting a tummy tuck essentially since I had Austin. Like,
8 years ago.
yeah, 8 years ago. It's been 8 years in the
What? Once
making.
upon a time, 8 years ago.
Yeah. No, but I mean, like, if you knew me before babies, I was always very active, very fit. Like, I was, and but I think I was like to the extreme. And we've talked about this, like, in an earlier podcast about weight loss and weight stuff. Like, I think I was too restrictive with myself in eating when I was fit and active. And then once I was pregnant with Austin, I kind of was like, oh, I can eat anything I want. I'm pregnant now, like blah, blah, blah. And you think that just because you eat it, like it's going to magically come off when you have the baby. Well,
Yeah, I remember everyone was like, when you're breastfeeding or pumping or whatever, you're just gonna lose weight. I did not lose weight breastfeeding or pumping.
yeah. I mean, like there's like different things like that. And you're just like, this doesn't check out. Like maybe for other people it works, but it's not like a one size fits all thing, you know?
Sure.
And so once I had Austin, like between Austin and having JD, it was like hard, dude. Like I look back at photos of myself and I'm like, man, so bad for that girl. Like,
Yeah.
well, after Austin, I was able to lose weight and then I kind of gained it back. Like, I just started at a heavier weight with JD,
Right.
which, and then I got preeclampsia and gestational diabetes. So I had a very unhealthy pregnancy. And after I had JD, I was like, something needs to be done. Like, I need to do something. And that's when I started to lose weight again, and have been able to keep it off. But yeah, I wanted it because I also have very like poor elasticity. And my stomach would just like hang. Like, I don't know. Like, it never bounced back, even with like all the diet and exercise that I've been doing the last couple of years. Like, it still doesn't take it away. Like, it is just,
I totally understand. I think it's probably more common than you really think, like people's skins like that. Although I saw today that only 10% of women have like apron bellies or whatever. That's like what it's technically called. But I was like, is that real? I don't know if that's actually
Really?
real.
10%?
I don't know. I feel like that's really low.
Yeah, I'd be shocked. But I don't know, like that it's hard to like feel good, you know, like when you have and it's a hard like thing, right? Because there's a part of me where it's like, okay, yeah, this like I have this because I am a mom. Like I carried three babies, like it's not gonna look perfect, you know? But then there's also an element that,
I said, yeah.
Yeah, but then there's also an element where you're like, I also don't want to look like this. Like, and diet and exercise is not working for me to, it's working for other areas of my body, you know, like
Sure.
it's not working for there. And so I had actually had an appointment. So I got put on a waiting list to see a doctor here. His name is Dr. Kreitzberg. And I was supposed to see him like February of 2025, and I got put on his list like in 2024. So he was like a year out. And then right after I had my daughter, I got a call saying like 6 weeks after, and they were like, "Hey, Dr. Kreitzberg has an opening, like you're next on the wait list
For a consultation.
for a consultation." She's like, "Do you want to come in?" So I came in, got my consultation done. Like, but also I was like, oh, I didn't love it just because I was still,
That's really
yeah,
postpartum. That's
it's
really
really
close.
postpartum. Like I was still breastfeeding, like my boobs were ginormous. You know what I mean? Like it's like your body also hasn't like fully come back
You're
from.
not healed. Yeah, you're so fresh.
Yeah, so I didn't know if he could like give me an accurate whatever. And then I also got put on a wait list for this other doctor. She's a woman doctor here. Her name's Dr. Brenda Schissel? Schitzel? I have no idea.
It's actually Dr. Fizzle from Magic School Bus. Or
Dr.
Frizzle.
Frizzle.
Dr. Frizzle.
Yeah. And I was supposed to see her of September of 2025. But then in May, I got a call and they were like, "Hey, she has an opening. You're next on the wait list. Like, do you want to come see her?" And I was like, "Sweet, yes, whatever." And I went to her appointment, but she was like a little bit more expensive than the guy. And I was like, "Okay, I'm just gonna go with the guy. Like, I mean, I don't think it's gonna be like a big deal, whatever." But she had also quoted me for liposuction in that
Original
quote. Yeah.
quote.
And so I had talked to Anthony and I was just like, just recently, a couple weeks ago, and I was like, I really want to get this done. Like, it'd be awesome. My mom was coming out like for Austin's baptism, and he's like, "Well, just call and see how much it is without the lipo." So I called and it was essentially only like a $500 difference between her and the dude, but the dude was booking out till like March at this point. And with her, she is booked out for the consultation longer, but then once you've had that consultation,
The procedure is
the
quick.
procedure is quicker. He is has a shorter waiting time to see him for the consultation, but getting booked is
This long.
yeah. And so anyway, I ended up calling. They were like, "Okay, this is how much it is." And I told Anthony and he's like, "Yeah, you should do it. Like, if that's what you want to do, like you should do it," type of thing. So, and it's been like, and that was that. Like, I was so excited. Like, Anthony's like, "Oh my gosh, Bridget." Like, I kept looking at like my pre-op packet and like making sure I knew like all the stuff that I needed to do. 'Cause it is exciting. Like, when you've been stuck in this body, you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah, it's huge.
it's huge. Like, it's hard not to be excited.
And nervous.
Yeah, and nervous. But anyway, like went to her facility. When I got there, like they just were, you get checked in because where she has her consultations is where she does her surgeries too. And got all checked in. Like they started my IV. They did all like asked all the questions, whatever. Then I had to go take before pictures. And dude, I don't know if I told you this, but I was like, told the lady, I was like, "Okay, you want my gown off, right?" She's like, "Yeah." And I was like, "Okay, I'm just letting you know, like, I am butt naked underneath here." And she was like, "Yes, that's like
That's the plan.
what we want you to be." But I was like, "Okay, I just don't want you to like have a jump scare because of like when I take off these." Then like the physician came in and she marked me up of like, and she was like, "Isn't it crazy that in like 3 hours this is all going to be gone?" And I was like, "Yeah, like it is super crazy." And then we had the anesthesiologist come in and he was like super awesome, super funny. Since Anthony is a physician, I feel like all of the physicians here know each other. Or know somebody, like you know somebody that knows them or whatever. And I honestly feel like he was like, he just was really like, it was nice because he was telling Anthony, he was like, "Look," he was like, "my wife just had this done. Like, a year ago, and he was like, you should call in some like a certain
This
medication.
medicine.
Yeah. For her. And it was nice because Anthony was able to, you know, like, but honestly, I don't even remember. And like, I remember them wheeling me back and they put like a mask on my mouth and I thought it was just oxygen, but I don't know. Anyway, I just remember going down and then waking up in like the post-op room. And
That's the best.
yeah, but also I felt he gave me so much medicine that it was so hard for me to come out. I felt bad because I was like, these people want to go home. Like, and they're
Were you
waiting.
like the last surgery of the day or what?
She only had two, but she only had two surgeries because I guess for the like they were long surgeries. Like both of us had like extended because I had an extended tummy tuck, guys, which means like it goes past like your hips. Like it's I don't know. You know what I'm talking about?
Includes your nether regions.
Yeah. So it's like an extended tummy tuck just because I had so much skin. But anyway, it just took me so long to come out of the anesthesia. And then once I did get wheeled out into the car, I was asleep till 8 p.m. Like,
Amazing.
yeah. But I mean, yeah, it was good. Like it was good. I liked it. I would recommend doing it if that's like what you want to do.
Yeah. I know I want to do one in the future, and considering the cost and everything like that, like I would come out there.
Well, that's the thing is I've actually so I posted, you know, I posted stuff on my stories of people asking questions and
On
somebody,
Instagram.
yeah, and somebody was like, what's the cost or price or whatever? And it was only 10,500. And I don't mean to say like it's only that much, but when you compare it to how much tummy tucks are in Utah or Arizona, like even if you're buying two flights to come out here for the consultation and for like
To
the
go home.
surgery itself,
Sorry.
you're still not
Even
paying as
touching that.
much. Yeah. Like, and so I told on that story, I was like, I feel like setting up like a surgery center here. Like people come
A
out,
recovery
I'm sorry,
center.
a recovery center. Like people come out, they stay at my house, like do their recovery here. I'll take care of them because now that I've had it, I'm like, I know what to do. Like, you know, and
And
then,
even at the Durfee Recovery Center, it would still be less
yeah.
than staying here in Utah and doing, because I think the tummy tucks and just a tummy tuck like here in Utah is like anywhere between like 25 and 30K.
That's so crazy.
I know, just a tummy tuck, and it's like, yeah, I mean, granted, we could save $10,000 pretty easily, you know, like, or over time, like obviously not like right this second, but like $10,000, like it's not like kill, like, you know, you're gonna die money, like, oh, this is gonna cripple me for the rest of my life.
Yeah. But also, shoot, what was I gonna say? I don't remember. Anyway, I think so. I posted that and I had like four people be like, dude, I for real would take you up on this offer. Like, yeah, they're like, I want to do more research. She was like, but I would legit come stay at your house and like have like do this if it's that much cheaper. I'm like, yeah,
Well, I
it
told my
is.
friend, you know, Maddie and Stacy, I told them, I was telling them about your, because they texted me
Yeah.
how it's going. And I was like, okay, well, when it's time for us to all have our tummy tuck mommy makeovers, we can all stay at Bridget's. And so we're, you know, expect three visitors, like in the, you know, 3 or 4 years.
But I for like it's like why wouldn't you like, and the thing too is like you know somebody that's had it done by this person, you know, and you're already like plastic surgery isn't ever covered by insurance. I mean, very rarely it is, but a lot of plastic surgeons don't even take it because it's going to get denied. But I'm like, why not try and I would, like, anyway, but yeah, let's answer some questions though.
Okay. So we did our anonymous thing. that we or the anonymous form that you can put in.
Mm-hmm.
I sent you them. So do you want to
Oh
read
yeah,
from
I can
them?
read. I can.
Or do you want me to just read them to you? How about I just read them to you because you're the one going to be talking and doing the
Okay.
answering.
Okay.
Okay, so the first one we have is recovery. There's a couple about recovery. So I'm going to kind of
Lump them into one.
yeah. Actually, there's three questions about recovery.
Okay.
So it says, is recovery as bad as people make it look? How's the recovery been, worst and best parts? And then I've heard that that the recovery after a tummy tuck is awful. How long is the recovery usually?
So, like, just from how long it is specifically, my physician told me that I had to be in this position, which is like a beach chair position, for a week. And you have to wear like this very skin tight binder because I got a drainless tummy tuck. She does not do drains. I don't know if she doesn't do drains for everything. I just know for mine, she didn't do drains because I heard that like the way that she stitches and everything, like she didn't need to put drains in. But essentially, like I'm in this position for a week, and then it's like you can do light activities, and then you're essentially like cleared just like a baby at like 6 weeks for like tummy
Activities.
activities, you know. But I know that after I have a post-op appointment on Wednesday, and I will get a new binder. The other part
But
of
is it just
recovery,
as tight or no? Do you know
I
that?
don't know. This
Okay.
one is really tight, and Anthony has to check it every 6 hours just to like check the swelling, check to see if there's like any drainage from the incisions, and then he has to put it back on. And putting it back on is like the worst part of recovery. Like, but so in my opinion, I don't think that recovery has been that bad, like truly. And maybe I'm the wrong person to ask because I do have a very high pain tolerance. And also I've had three C-sections, so I kind of like know how
To
those
recover.
surgeries go. Yeah, like, but I feel like if this were like an everyday, if I had to compare this, I'd honestly probably say a 3.5 or a 4.
Out of what?
10.
Oh, 10. Okay.
Yeah, like
Okay.
it's like it's mainly just sore. Like it's like
And how long is like the full recovery? I know you at 6 weeks you're like cleared to do anything, but
so I have read that swelling can take a year to go down.
Are you going to do any lymphatic massages?
I don't know, maybe.
I've heard that's supposed to really help with swelling too.
Yeah, so I don't know for sure, but I heard that like you're gonna have swelling for the next couple of months. Like it doesn't just automatically, you know, go to where it needs to be, which kind of stinks, like because you expect to like have your results like right then, you know.
Right. I mean, but Bridget does look amazing.
Yeah, I did send Liz and my sister the pictures, the unedited
It's
pictures.
funny though, because Bridget texted me. I've been texting Bridget every morning and asking her how she's doing. And this morning she was like, it's just so weird to see my stomach like this because you've had extra skin now for, a few years that now you're like, holy cow. I think you feel like you have like a shorter torso than you've ever had. But I think you've always had a short torso. But like, I also have loose skin, and the loose skin makes you your it gives like weird proportions to your body. It makes it look longer than it actually is, if that makes sense.
No, I think that's true. Like, I think, like, you know, because I see it when we take off the binder. And actually, I had Anthony take off the binder like this last time when it, whenever it was. And I was like, I kind of want to look what it looks like in the mirror because I've only seen it like laying down, and I'll like look at my phone to have it like see what it looks like. I was shocked, dude. Like when I walked over to our bathroom, I was like, oh my gosh, like,
You're like, I'm hot again.
don't make me laugh, dude. But I was just like, it's so weird. Like when you're so used to having like extra skin, it's just like, it is so weird to me to see myself like that. I
Dude, do you
even
know, I
told
just
my
reminded.
mother-in-law, I was like, I'm scared I'm going to be the one person that this doesn't work on. Like
Oh,
that it's going to like not look good. You know what I mean? It's just hard. It's hard.
yeah.
What were you going to say?
I just, however, I just said that where I said it's hot again, reminded me of like Harry Potter when the first episode or the in the first movie when Ron and Harry find themselves at that the Mirror of Erised, and he's like, it's me. It's like talking about being in the mirror, and I've got the golden cup or whatever it is, the golden snitch. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I
Okay,
didn't. Oh my gosh. But yeah, I
sorry.
feel like
Recovery's been good.
recovery has been great. I don't have any complaints except the hardest part for me is not being able to get up and do things. Like
Yeah.
some people may be like, oh, you know, that's nice to just lay down. But I'm like, it gets old after a while. Like,
Yeah.
and especially me, like, I'm a very type A personality. And so, like, knowing that my house is probably wrecked, like,
It's stressing you
stresses
out.
me. Yeah. You know, and it's just like, I don't know, you're not able to do things like the way that you would want them done.
You should
Like,
hire a cleaner, dude.
honestly, I thought about doing that this week because we're having
Yeah.
a bunch of family in.
Yeah, you should.
But I'd have to look more into it because I don't want to have mom clean.
Yeah, you should hire a cleaner, have her take the boys out for a few hours, the kids out for a few hours, and you
Yeah.
can rot in your bed.
So that has been the hardest part is not being able to do stuff, like truly. But also I will say the binder. The binder is like the most
Uncomfy.
it's not uncomfortable. It's like you take it off, you let your body breathe for like 5 to 10 minutes, and then it's back on. But the process of putting it back on, because she puts a line of where you're supposed to go. It is super tight. Like,
Yikes.
yeah. So it's just like, and the other part too is I know this sounds like very dumb. But I have been working so hard in the gym lately, like being able to see like progress in like just lifting heavier and like things on my body that I'm like, oh, that looks more toned or whatever. That's hard to like be working up towards that. And now I'm gonna not be able to like really work out for 6 weeks, you know.
I totally understand. You'll get
So
it back. You'll get it back. You'll just have to start over and it'll be fine.
I know, I'm just saying, like, it just that's been like
And
one of the hardest things.
think about how much more progress you're gonna have because now you have a core.
Yeah, that's the other thing is I don't know if I said that, but she stitched up my
Your ab
ab position.
separation.
But I do want to ask her at my appointment how bad it was because
You should
I never
find
did.
out. Yeah.
I'm
Okay.
pretty sure it was pretty bad when, anyway.
I'm sure too. Okay. Next question is, does this affect your C-section scar at all, good or bad?
It does not. So, it doesn't affect your C-section scar. They actually take it away. They get rid of it,
That's crazy.
which is sad. That's actually one of the things that I was the most sad about. I actually don't mind that I had a C-section scar. Some people are like, ugh, scars, like,
Ew,
you
scars.
know, scars. But in my mind, I'm like, that was like a homage to having babies, like
An homage, an homage.
an homage, like to having babies, you know, like, and now it's gone,
It's
which is
okay.
cool.
You still have babies. They were born through you. Don't worry.
Yeah. But,
I was kind of nervous when I saw that. I was like, oh yeah, I guess I didn't think about that because in my mind, the C-section scar is like so far down there, but I guess if you hadn't had an extended tummy tuck, it might not have touched it.
no, I did.
I know I said if you didn't have an extended
Oh,
tummy tuck, it might not have touched it, right? Because it's
I don't
so.
know. But
Anyway,
they
I don't know.
also pull up that down there, like to make it look normal again.
Okay, next question is, if you're pro plastic surgery, does that make you pro Botox now?
Oh my gosh.
Because Bridget hates Botox.
I hate Botox, okay? This is my thing. No, I'm still not pro Botox.
Interesting. Okay, interesting.
Because this is totally different. Like, this
Is
is like,
it?
I think it is. It's like medically necessary if your skin is hanging.
So are my wrinkles.
This is the thing, because I am not like, I'm gonna get a lift done, but I'm not gonna get implants put in. One, I don't want like foreign object in my body. Two, you hear of like all like the crazy stuff that happens with implants, like medically, like that. Botox, I'm like, just age, just be okay aging.
Interesting. This sounds like a complicated answer.
Yeah, like I feel like you should just age gracefully. Like, I don't know. I don't know. Like, that's hard because I don't ever do Botox. I think it's just kind of silly, but.
Just kind of silly, huh? Interesting. Okay, well, I love Botox and I
Know
think it's
you do.
amazing. Huh?
I know you do.
Yeah, I love it. So I'm gonna have Botox and plastic surgery. I will be my most highest elevated self in my 40th year of life.
But you know what? Let me just say something really fast. I can see how like that kind of stuff can become addicting.
Yeah.
Like if you have the money to do it, like I can see why people are like, oh, like I'll just get like this cut off, you know, or like this cut off or whatever. Like I think at some point you've got to be like, this is my body. Like, I don't know. I'm
Totally.
not getting plastic surgery because I'm old, though. Like, or because I'm
I
wrinkled.
will be. Mine will be a combination of both because I'm old and I want to be hot. So.
Oh, man.
Okay, the next couple of questions, I think I know who these are for from.
You're not asking some of them because Anthony's like,
Okay, the first one is, how amazing has your husband been?
Anthony actually has been really great. Like, Anthony's like the best with, doing everything and whatever. I've only had to help him, like, help me go to the bathroom twice. Other than that, I've been able to do it by myself.
Are you gonna bathe yourself tonight, or are you gonna have Anthony help you?
I'm gonna have Anthony help me only because I don't know. It's just like, this is the thing is like a C-section scar is only like this big, right?
Yeah, it's like 5 inches
My
long or something.
scar for this is like this big.
It goes hip to hip.
Yeah. So it's like, I also can't stand up straight all the way. So I might need him to like help
For
watch
support.
me.
Got it.
But Anthony has been really awesome at
Yeah. Good,
everything.
Anthony. Good. And then the next question is, how far have you gotten on Dreamlight Valley while recovering? I don't know what that is. Is that a book?
That has to be Anthony. It's a game on your Switch. I actually haven't played my Switch for forever. Honestly, I have used this time, a lot of this time, to do homework and work. Like everybody at work was like, why are you working today? And it was on Friday. And I'm like, I am legit just sitting in my bed anyway. Like, what am I going to do? You know, I might
I
as
would
well.
be reading, dude.
Yeah, I haven't really been able to like read though. I don't know. I like being productive.
Well, those are all the questions we've got on the anonymous forums. Is there anything else you think the people should know?
I don't know. Like, honestly, just do it. Like, if you want to, it makes you feel better, do it. Like, I am all for, I think it when you feel better about yourself, like you treat people better, like you are able to like be a better spouse, better parent. I'm not saying that a tummy tuck is going to like cure
Gonna
all of
change all
that.
those things,
Yeah.
sure.
I'm just saying that when you feel better about yourself, like it also is expressed like outwardly. So, I don't know though. I mean, give yourself time to heal. Even if that means waking up 3 hours after anesthesia, like don't worry about being inconvenient. Also do your research on like who you want to go with, you know.
But Mrs. Frizzle, I mean Dr. Scheisel, or whatever
Dr.
her name is.
Shizzle, I don't know.
Dr. Shizzle, I don't know how to, we don't know how to say her name.
Yeah, we don't.
It sounds like she does amazing work. So
Yeah.
she will have a new patient in few years.
2027.
Yeah, or 28. No, not 28. That's when I turn 40. I want to be hot for my 40th birthday.
Yeah. I just want my braces to come
Anyway,
off next.
dude, your braces are gonna.
And
We're just gonna be a whole
my
new person
lift.
here. Within the next year, she's like doing her like transformation. She's having her transformative year, right? And she's getting her braces off.
Look,
She's got a
I
tummy
deserve
tuck. She's
it.
gonna get a
After
a
putting my
breast
head
lift.
through medical school and residency, I'm like, this is my gift
Thank
to
you.
myself.
Yeah. I totally agree. I'm just saying, the next time anybody sees Bridget, you're not gonna recognize her. You're gonna be like, who is this hot young thing? Perfect
Like the
teeth,
shoe
perfect
fit.
body. Yeah. But I'm glad you're doing well. Bridget's recovering really well. She looks great. She's gonna be a walking billboard for this doctor.
Oh, no, I don't know. I guess the I don't know if this is like everybody says this, but you know, the doctor either was texting Anthony or had her like nurse texting Anthony during the surgery, being
Surgery.
like, this is what's next. Like, we're now doing this. We're now doing this. The lady was like, Dr. Schitzel, whatever. She never says this, but she was like, she looks really good. Like,
Aw,
that's what the person texted Anthony. She
that's so
was
good.
like, what was it? Dang it, I don't know if I have it anymore.
Are
With this new,
you on the
like,
text? I thought it was just us.
no, it was with his mom. Oh, she said Dr. Scheitzel never
No,
said
yeah,
this,
he
but she said
texted.
she looks so good.
Yeah,
Yeah. So
you did good.
anyway.
Okay, well, you're doing great. I'm glad you answered all these questions.
All right. It's been great. It's been good.
Okay,
Thanks for joining.
until next time, folks.
Okay,
Okay,
bye.
bye.